Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I mean, think about it. Right now, North Korea, you know, it's not mentioned in Scripture, and but Iran is. Well, Iran and North Korea have a tight relationship. As a matter of fact, the reports are, as soon as they get the ability to be able to deliver nuclear weapons, then Iran would cut a check and buy it. But the thing about it is, where are we at this juncture in the fulfillment of God's will on earth? And it's very important. If you missed our last program, you got to catch it, because you know President Trump's going to Jerusalem. He's going to be there the 22nd and 23rd on Jerusalem Day. They're celebrating the unification of Jerusalem moving into Israel, and also potentially, it looks like, moving the U.S. Embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. That's simultaneously, some things are being prophesied about, because it's right after what they call a smitya, but basically the Jubilee year is coming in, and war always happens around that time. And one particular man we'll be talking about today is talking about that this is the time when war happens in the Middle East. So we got to pray for the protection and the peace of Israel. But understand what Greg Laurie's saying right here. Understand, we have aircraft carriers, we have submarines, we have aircraft, we have missile defense systems in South Korea, all the stuff around North Korea, because he's threatening to attack our allies and us with nuclear weapons. Well, any moment, something can happen, and Greg Laurie is talking about that. As a matter of fact, let's go to Greg Laurie now.
Hey, everybody. Pastor Greg here with some thoughts about what's going on in our world, and specifically talking about the situation with North Korea. As you know, this conflict with this rogue nation has escalated dramatically in recent days and even hours. The leader of North Korea, Kim Jong-un, has threatened to strike America with nuclear weapons. This is a threat we can't dismiss or take lightly. And so now, as this thing is escalating, some people wonder, how does this fit in the prophetic puzzle? Well, in the last days, there's no mention of any nation that would resemble North Korea. However, the Bible does speak of Iran in the end time scenario. You might be surprised to know that there's an alignment of sorts between North Korea and Iran. In fact, former ambassador to the United Nations, John Bolton, recently said that if North Korea developed a delivery system for a nuclear weapon, Iran would have it the next day simply by writing a check. And so you can see how this could erupt. And of course, we gave so much money to Iran recently in one of the worst deals ever, but I digress. Coming back to the main topic, here's what concerns me. We do not find the reigning superpower on the face of the earth anywhere in the last days scenario. Other nations emerge. So where is America? I pray we're not out of the picture, because we've been in some kind of a nuclear conflict. Here's what we need to do. We need to pray for our president right now. And please, don't tell me, well, he's not my president, I didn't vote for him. He's the president of the United States. Pray for him. And here's what the Bible specifically says on that topic. It's in 1 Timothy chapter 2. Therefore, I exhort, first of all, that supplications, prayers, and intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and those that are in authority. That would include presidents. That we may live a quiet and peaceable life for all godliness and reverence. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who desires that all men would be saved and come into the knowledge of the truth. So we need to pray for our president. I have the privilege this week of being invited to the White House for the National Day of Prayer. By the way, there has been no observation in the White House for the National Day of Prayer for the last 8 years, but we have one now, and we're grateful for that. And then on Wednesday night, I'm going to meet with some other spiritual leaders with the president. We're part of a religious advisory board, and we're praying for wisdom if we have an opportunity to say anything in this special meeting. But I'm asking that all believers everywhere observe the National Day of Prayer on Thursday. Pray for America. Two things we ought to be focusing on as Christians. We need to be focusing on prayer and on preaching. In fact, this verse really spells it out. I already read that we're to pray for our president, but then it goes on to say, for God desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. Then it goes on to say, for there's one God and one mediator between God and man, and it's the man Christ Jesus who gave himself as a ransom for all. That's our message to a lost world. It's Jesus Christ, crucified, risen, and ready to change lives. So we need to proclaim this message. That's what we're going to be doing on June 11th at the University of Phoenix Stadium for Harvest America, of course. But we need to be praying for our nation, praying that God gives wisdom to our leaders, that God protects our military, that God helps us to make the right decisions in the days and the hours ahead. So join me in praying for the United States of America.
Wow, what a warning. I mean, this is Greg Laurie. If you know Greg Laurie and know his ministry, this is something he does not talk about. And when someone of his character and his way he does ministry is talking about, will America even be here? We are on the edge of that nuclear thing, as our president said when he's running for office. It could be a nuclear war take place. And when nukes begin to land, you know, geography begins to change. But if we pray for wisdom for our president and protection and the end of these particular things that are going on around the world, I mean, why should we let rogue states that want to harm you? They're constantly threatening Japan. They're threatening South Korea. They're threatening America. The Kim Jong-un of North Korea. And it's like, that can't just keep happening. As a matter of fact, some reports are they could reach Hawaii, and they could reach Washington and the northwest portion of America right now with some of the missiles they have, some of the reports that we've seen. Well, let's continue to keep that on our prayers.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN-TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.